Man Up, brought to you by Construction Professionals, a program dedicated to inspiring and helping men live lives of heroic virtue. Join Joe Stopulis and Father Zach Kowski every Monday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, it's time to Man Up.
Another year goes by, more years, more smoke.
Welcome to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. We are broadcasting from the Mercy Live Up Studios, heard on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM around the globe, streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, like us on Facebook. I am Joe Stopulis, along with Father Zach Kowski. Today we're going to be joined by Father Mark Toops, and our topic is going to be Rejoice, Advent Meditations with Mary, based on his new prayer book for Advent. Father Zach, would you please open us up in a word of prayer?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, you often surprise us by working in unexpected ways in our lives and the lives of those around us. We pray for open hearts, open eyes, open minds, that we would see and appreciate the ways that you surprise us constantly. And we ask all this through the intercession of Our Lady as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, first off, congratulations to Tim Flattery and Tori Flattery on their wedding.
Very fun time.
Two great people.
Inspiring couple.
It's exciting to have just authentic Catholic couples. People who
Absolutely. Who
you can tell the reason they're getting married is for the, you know, is to help each other get to heaven. It's exciting all the way around.
And I gave the homily. What'd you think of the homily?
Best ever.
Best ever.
At least top three, top 10.
Top three
for sure.
Top 100. Now, Tim's got a podcast too, we might mention.
If you're into sports.
Moonlight Graham Show.
We are not competitors of our podcast. We are complimentary.
He's a friend of the show.
Great man. Anyway, congratulations to Tim and Tori. Also, happy Thanksgiving to you, Father.
Yeah, absolutely. How was your Thanksgiving?
Always great. We had to host it in Des Moines this year because of our baby situation and the baby watch 2018.
Absolutely.
And so this is the first year ever we did not go back to Davenport.
And you're still waiting for a baby.
Yes, at this point, currently. Father, thank you for that. All right. So let's talk about Advent. We're going to have Father Mark Toops on the next segment. I got to do an interview with him actually last week. So we talked about the book that he wrote, which is called Rejoice, Advent Meditations with Mary. And we'll get to the, kind of the details of the book and how it came about. But, you know, let's first off, Father Zach, just your thoughts on Advent and how to make it a great Advent.
Well, Advent is always I think it's a quick few weeks.
Yeah.
It's kind of a seize each day kind of thing. You know, with Lent, just to me, seems so much longer.
Yeah.
I mean, it is typically longer, but...
And the fasting doesn't help.
It doesn't help
go speed up.
It doesn't speed anything up during Lent. So, really just an opportunity to quiet our hearts and just slow down a little bit. And I think that means really prioritizing.
Yeah, and I think you proactively have to do it. I mean, if you don't, the culture is going to speed up. And so you've got to hit the brakes and take time out of your day. You and I talked about the importance of confession during this next month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think one of our takeaways right now would be just look at your calendar. It's not always easy to get there, but look at your calendar and set aside time right now. Find a Saturday, find a Wednesday, whatever that time is, and book out your time to get to confession. So we're going to head to a short break. When we return, we're going to have the conversation I had with Father Mark Toops on his new book, Rejoice, Advent Meditations with Mary.
Thank you, Construction Professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Construction Professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work firsthand. It's very impressive. They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. CPCustomHomes.com.
I want to thank McDonald Imaging Solutions. They are sponsors of Man Up. If you were at the State Fair this year, they were the ones who provided the new tents and the Pope on a Stick fans that we used. McDonald Imaging Solutions is a family business with thousands of promotional items to choose from. They do things from labeling to marketing, printing, and provide all kinds of promotional products. Marty will personally help any business, big or small, to build their brand with corporate apparel and promo items. McDonald Imaging Solutions. Building brands, attracting new customers online at McDonaldImagingSolutions.com.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Hi, this is Marty McDonald with McDonald Imaging Solutions. It's been my joy to support Iowa Catholic Radio's new event tents and the Pope on a Stick fan used at the Iowa State Fair. McDonald Imaging Solutions, building brands, attracting new customers. McDonaldImagingSolutions.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance to qualified families so they can send their kids to our Catholic schools. Great tax benefits for donors and great education for our kids. Online, ctoiowa.org.
My help comes from you. You're right here pulling me through. You carry my
Welcome to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. We are broadcasting from the Mercy Live Up Studios, heard on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. I am Joe Stopulis, currently missing my co-host, Father Zachowski, but today we're joined by Father Mark Toops. Father Mark is a priest in Louisiana. He specializes in the Institute of Priestly Formation in Communication, Development, and Spiritual Direction. He's also served as the pastor of St. Lucie's Catholic Church and St. Luke's Catholic Church there in Louisiana. He received his Master's of Divinity from Notre Dame Seminary in New Orleans and is a college graduate of Nicholls State University. Father Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be with you. I've been looking forward to spending some time with you, so it's great to be with you.
Hey, I appreciate it. So I got a funny story to start this thing out. Last Friday, I'm in a Catholic couples group. We get together as families, young families, raising kids, and we have a rotating series. So we've done Bishop Barron. We've done some Jeff Caven stuff. Somebody decided to put on this series called Oremus. And we started that last Friday. So this is a very fortuitous timing of this interview.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. That was a fun project to work on. That was really the fruit of the two parishes that you just mentioned, St. Luke's. Just my desire to help ordinary people in the pew learn how to pray. I think that it's been a long time since a lot of people actually spent some time learning about how to relate their heart to the Lord. So it's helped a lot of people, and it was fun to work on. So I hope you and your group enjoy it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So the fruit of your labor is continuing years later, and we're one study in, but again, I'm already encouraging people to get it. It's called Oremus, a Guide to Catholic Prayer, and it's very well done. It's very professionally done, and obviously you can tell you've studied a lot and experienced a lot with how to grow in prayer and how to teach people how to pray. So anyway, very fun timing for us. Well, today's topic is Rejoice, Advent Meditations with Mary, and the launching pad for this is the new series that you have through Ascension Press. But I want to kind of, before we get into the details of how that works, what is a typical Advent in the life of Father Mark Toops like?
That's a great question. For me, Advent is a time of you might say two things. For me personally, it's a time of doing the best that I possibly can to slow down on the inside, even though life is a lot faster on the outside. And the preparation for Christmas are really busy times for pastors, but I do the best that I possibly can to take a little bit more time for prayer or just to be more aware of my pace. And if I'm going to be asking, you know, my parishioners to do that, I want to see if I can model that myself. And then a lot more confessions. We actually hear confessions every Friday for 12 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Parish. And that's just something that I felt called to several years ago. It's just borne a lot of fruit. But so Christ the Redeemer, where I'm pastor now, has certainly picked up a reputation for availability with the Sacrament of Reconciliation. So Advent would also be a time where I'm in the confessional a lot more as a pastor, helping people get ready for Christmas. So those two things kind of characterize my Advent, more time to pray and a more intentional focus on just Mary and Joseph specifically, and just a lot more time in the confessional, because I think that as I look back on Advents in the past, that more time in the confessional or more availability of the sacrament of reconciliation has been a real big help to the parishioners.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Father Zach and I talk so often about really embracing the seasons. The liturgical calendar is a gift, quite frankly, that the church has given us, and that we, as stewards of that gift, need to really jump into these liturgical seasons. And Advent's such a great, you know, it's a wonderful period of time to, as you mentioned, slow down. Society outside, and I think the dichotomy between society in this fever pitch of materialism on one side, and then us as Catholics really trying to almost have a retreat, preparing our hearts in Advent to actually strip down the soul and slow down our pace as we prepare for Jesus. And again, it's always tough because we live in the world, and it's hard to balance those two things out. But along comes this study, and I'm very curious to hear. I think it's going to be a great resource for our listeners. How does this study / it's kind of a meditation as well? How does it work? What's it look like from a 10,000 foot view?
Yeah, let me answer that question by sharing a little bit about how we actually came up with the resource to begin with. As a pastor of my first time around the track as a pastor, I had great anticipation of what Christmas was going to look like. I had great anticipation in an idealistic setting of how the entire parish was going to walk into Christmas with their hearts completely fixed on the Lord and transformed on December 26th. And of course, I think that you could probably hear in the building of the store that didn't happen. I was very much disappointed with just the influence of the secular Christmas season on the preparation of the hearts of the parishioners. And just kind of carried that in my heart in intercession for several months and actually found the same thing my very first Lent as a pastor, as I was looking forward to Holy Week and expecting parishioners to do the same thing. I think my experience as a pastor was the same on Easter Sunday as it was on Christmas, and expectations weren't met and was just, again, just drawn to intercede. So I cleared my calendar during that summer and spent lots of time in the homes of parishioners and just asked them very directly, with no condemnation or no judgment, just a wide open heart from a father who loves his people, like, just tell me what happened. What was going on in your heart that we missed the gift of Christmas, or that we missed the gift of Christmas? And I have to be honest with you and say that I didn't really hear anything in those conversations that changed my life or that really gave me insight into why people didn't really receive the gift that the church wanted to give them. But I did find this, and that was that when I showed up at their house, the living room was just a little extra picked up, and that the kitchen was just a little extra picked up, and that the food that night was a little more than that they would have been eating if I wasn't there. And I realized that because I, as the pastor, was coming to their home, they were going out of their way to make me feel more at home. And what I realized is that people often don't change their life because of a concept, but people change their life because of a person. In other words, the person of the pastor was coming to their home. And that's what changed behavior. That's why they cleaned the living room. That's why they made a special meal, because a person was coming to the house. And what I realized as a pastor is that if people don't encounter the person, then they're not going to go all the way. And so I began to pray and ask the Lord to show me, how is it that in the Advent season, people could actually get to know the people of Advent and therefore prepare for a person at Christmas? I've learned in my time as a priest that there's a difference between preparing for a day or preparing for a person. In South Louisiana, you know, right now, even as people are listening to this broadcast, everybody in South Louisiana is getting ready for the holidays. They're getting ready for the big day of Thanksgiving, and they're getting ready for December 25th. And I think the temptation for us in our culture is to be more focused on the day on the calendar than the person that we're preparing for in the incarnation. And so I said, hey, what can I do to help people discover Mary and Joseph? What was their First Advent like? What were the questions that they were asking? What were the feelings they were experiencing in their heart? And that's what rejoice is. Rejoice is, it's kind of like going on retreat in the midst of busy life, where you actually get to follow Mary day in, day out. You get a little glimpse into Joseph, and you actually get a sneak peek of what would have been going on in Mary's heart in a very human level, day in, day out, as she prepared to give birth for Jesus. So it starts off with the Annunciation, and it takes you all the way through the Visitation, her conversation with Joseph, they're going to Bethlehem. And so rejoice is, it's these little small meditations you can do early in the morning. You can kind of mull on them all throughout the day, but it really kind of gives you access to the humanity of Mary and the humanity of Joseph as they were preparing for Jesus in their very first Advent.
That's wonderful. One little plug I'd make is people are preparing for you as the pastor, and they're cleaning stuff up. And no offense to you, but how much more important is Jesus in our life, right? So how much more so should we be cleaning up our lives for when he's coming into our lives here in Advent?
Absolutely.
I know there's a study book. It's a beautiful study book. A lot of great Catholic art in there. Gives you imagery of the Annunciation, the Visitation, the journey to Bethlehem. What else is there? I believe there's a video series. Can you talk us through kind of the nuts and bolts of how this would work?
Yeah, so it's meant to be versatile. So a whole parish can do it as a parish. Small groups can do it as a small group, or people can actually use it on their own if they want to. But there is the first piece of it is what we call a mission video. It's a 30-minute video with two friends of mine, Sister Miriam James Heidlin, as well as Father Josh Johnson, two great friends who really love the Lord. And the three of us did the video together. And it's meant to be played perhaps in the parish hall where the whole parish shows up, or popping in the home of your small group if you're in a small group, or you can watch it on your own. But the video kind of gives you an overview of what Advent could look like. It puts things in a context, gives you some things to think about. So part one is the 30-minute video. And that leads you to the journal where you're able to, one day at a time, walk with Mary and Joseph through Advent. In the journal, there are written reflections that give you something to think about, give you some things to pray with, and then there's actually space for you to write down a few thoughts in the journal. Not only do I give you some reflections, but there's also some scripture passages to pray with, including the Psalms. I think one thing that was a real gift to me as I was writing Rejoice was to consider what Psalms would Mary have prayed with in the very first Advent. You know, the Psalms would have been very much a part of her own prayer life, her own spirituality. So to actually use the same words in my prayer that Mary would have used in her prayer is a really beautiful way to connect with her heart. And so not only is there written reflection in the journal, but there's a scripture passage that you can pray with and space to jot down your thoughts. And then in addition to that, we have we've filmed these little videos that will be available on the Sundays of Advent that give you additional commentary or additional things to think about, kind of help unpack aspects of the journal. So there's the mission video that's available. That's a great way to start the journey, and then that leads you right into the journal that helps you pray every day throughout Advent.
That's beautiful. So you could do it as a parish, you can do it as a small group, you could even do it as an individual. So obviously a lot of options there. Curious on, from an individual, obviously regardless of which group you're doing it in, it is calling you to a deeper daily devotion during Advent. I'm curious, any idea on the length of time this would take someone, or how much you would recommend someone set out of their day to pray with the journal, with the reflections?
Yeah, I think it depends on obviously the rhythm of life that you have. But what I usually recommend to people is that maybe at some point before the day gets off and running, you know, shortly after you wake up or some point in the morning before you go to work or school, just read the reflection. That's going to take you about 5 minutes at the most. Just kind of slowly read the written reflection. It's about a page and a half. It's not a lot of text. It's right to the point, but it's very narrative oriented, and it kind of tells the story of Mary. And I summarize the day's reflection in one word. So if we're talking about how Mary was really like empty of anything that would have prevented her from following the Lord, then the day that you read that, you might be reflecting on what needs to be emptied from your life, right? So we give you the reflection in one word. You might think about that throughout the whole day, and then later on that night, for 5 minutes, you might look back on the day at what came to your heart and have some conversation with the Lord about that. I find that with most people who are just living busy lives in Advent, it just seems like life gets busier in Advent, that starting the day with something to focus on throughout the day and then landing the plane at night with that and having some conversation with the Lord about that at night is how most people use it. So it's really friendly. You can digest everything in about 5 to 10 minutes in the morning, revisit it later at night. I've also, in my own parish, as we've been kind of getting ready for Advent, I'm really surprised with the number of married couples who are choosing to do Rejoice as a married couple. And just another great way that it could help in the Advent season. But I think that this is a great thing that married couples could do. They could both read the meditation in the morning, think about it throughout the day, and now they got something different to talk about at night.
You know, this study is very Marian-centric, obviously. We're growing with Mary in her anticipation. I'm curious on your own personal relationship with the Blessed Mother. Is that, can you kind of walk us through, have you had any major jumps in your relationship or any major events with Mary throughout your prayer life?
You know, when I grew up in here in South Louisiana, and there's a strong Marian devotion here in Cajun country. And, you know, with great reverence and respect, and not to be misunderstood, but man, when I grew up, Mary just seemed to be very distant. It was almost like she was so perfect that I couldn't relate to her. She just seemed to be almost, please don't misunderstand me here, but she almost seemed to be the fourth person of the Trinity, yeah, rather than somebody who walked and slept and ate on earth. And so I just grew up with a very distant, almost overly pious image of Mary. What has happened in my life as I have just prayed more with things like the resource that we're talking about is I've just come to know the humanity of Mary. And as I've come to know the humanity of Mary as a man, it has helped me appreciate the humanity of Joseph. I've come to appreciate as she becomes more of a relatable human to me, I come to appreciate how Joseph would have experienced his marriage to her, and that has just kind of really transformed my experience of what celibacy is and how I'm called to love just like Joseph loved her. So I think it's twofold for me as a guy. Number one, I can relate to her more because I can appreciate her humanity. But for some reason, that's actually opened up for me who Joseph is, and that's really kind of transformed my life more than anything else. Of wanting to love the church the way that Joseph loved her.
Yeah, it's beautiful. One of the things I just got to recommend to our listeners is use this Advent season to grow in holiness. Use this Advent season to grow in relationship with Jesus. And I look at this resource as a great guided retreat through that time. So first off, thank you for putting it together. How can we get it?
If you go to Ascension Press, you can Google Ascension Press. You can Google Rejoice. You can Google Ascension and Rejoice. Lots of different ways that's just going to take you there. But once you land in the Ascension world, it's right there front and center. Online is probably the best way they can do it. Obviously, they can call and get it. But I would just encourage people to go to the website, and they can learn a little bit more about the resources that are there, whether they want to get more than one book, or if they're going to do it as a couple or a small group with other guys or things like that. Just Google Ascension Rejoice, and it'll take you right there.
I would also make a plug for your parishes. If you are, maybe shoot this to the person who runs your faith formation at your parish. This would be a great thing. I know you can get a significant discount. I think it goes down to like $3 $3 for the journal per if you go above 100. So if you're ordering for your parish, it gets very inexpensive as well. So I'd highly recommend you doing that. Father Topes, Toops, I appreciate you joining us today to talk about this. Next time I'm down there, in addition to eating way too many beignets, I might try to stop by your parish.
Well, first of all, let's make sure we do that in that order because that's the reason you come down to South Louisiana. So come on down and eat and dance with us, and it would be great for you to come
pray with us. It's a wonderful part of the country, and I can never pronounce any of the words there.
Thank you to Mercy College of Health Sciences, downtown Des Moines, for underwriting our show, The Uncommon Good, with me, Bo Bonner.
And I'm Bud Marr. A degree from Mercy College provides endless possibilities. Students have access to patients with complex medical conditions, state-of-the-art medical facilities, highly motivated healthcare professionals, and classroom professors that transform them into servant leaders.
You can start the programs in fall, spring, or summer. There are endless possibilities available online at mchs.edu/kwky.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
My help comes from you. You're right here pulling through. You carry my weight.
Welcome to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. I am Joe Stopulis, along with Father Zach Kautschke. You get to hear the interview I had with Father Mark Toops regarding his new Advent companion, his new Advent book called Rejoice, Advent Meditations with Mary. And again, we would encourage our listeners to go out and get it. We have it in front of us here. It's a very nice book. I mean, and I know the people at Sacred Heart, I'm pretty sure that parish is doing it. I think there's a handful of other parishes in the diocese that are utilizing it for their Advent meditation.
I'm going to use this as well for mine. I just decided, just after looking, it's small, which I like, and just kind of pithy. Mm-hmm. Meditations each day, and there's like, yeah, just kind of a question of the day. So this is on the theme of emptiness, so this is one of the day's meditations from the first week, and Father Toops refers to the emptiness of Mary. In the Book of Numbers, there were prescriptions for Jewish women who were vowed to perpetual virginity and complete consecration to the Lord. The early church fathers wrote that Mary vowed that Old Testament consecration. So in other words, Mary had long intended to remain a virgin and had made such a promise to God before and after she was betrothed to Joseph. But back to that theme of emptiness that Mary had, she was empty of anything that was not of God. She was empty of anything that would prevent her from resting in that relationship with God the Father. When we say she was empty, it doesn't mean she was lacking something, but her emptiness came from her deep relationship with the Lord, that she would not give herself to any man, that she was completely given to the Lord. So just a thought every day, I think it's really good, a word every day you're given. So that word is empty for that day.
We talked about the importance of slowing down this Advent. Again, just the difficulty in that. There are so many opportunities around the diocese that we have. You know, your parish, most of the parishes are putting on various Advent retreats, Advent meditations. This companion, this book, is a great way to every day center your life around the story of Jesus and preparing your heart for Jesus. I can't encourage you enough to get to adoration. If you can just, as I talked about in the first segment, similar with confession, you know, sometimes it's not easy to get there. In confession, you know, it's not 24-hour confession like it is with adoration. Confession, you really should schedule out. Mm-hmm. But even with adoration, you know, find out in your calendar, when can I get to adoration? When can I go and spend some time in quiet solitude? Which is just, those times are really hard to find sometimes. So we just encourage you to slow down. Everyone in society is going to speed up, and they're going to their happiness level is going to go down.
They're going to be burned out Christmas, yes. Or even on Christmas.
And we are preparing for Jesus in our hearts, yeah. And the way to do that is in quiet and solitude. So thank you again for joining us on Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. For Father Zach Kautschke, I am Joe Stopulis. It's time to Man Up.
Man Up, inspiring men to live out their call to holiness with Joe Stopulis and Father Zach Kautschke. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Brought to you by Construction Professionals.